Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
Alrighty, we are back. Give me a call with any of your investment questions at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. Just want to finish up our market report before we get to our guest. And in commodity trading today on the futures markets, crude oil up slightly again after rising a good bit yesterday to $84.04 a barrel. Natural gas slipped a couple cents to $4.16. If it holds to $4 through the summer, I'd be shocked. I think we're going to see very, very low natural gas prices over the next few months. I think natural gas has to go down because demand is seasonal and it goes down every summer as fuel is needed less and less in this time of the year, of course. Gold up $4.30 to $1,143.50 an ounce. And in futures trading for the U.S. markets, the Dow Jones average down 29 points, Standard & Poor's 500 down 2.3, NASDAQ up 5. So perhaps traders are a little concerned about Europe's markets today, which have not fared well, although Asian markets did quite well. So that's our market report for this morning. And now let's welcome my guest, the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Ms. Belinda Fuchs, CPA even.
Thank you.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be here. Hi,
yes.
Ron.
Hi. And I know you were very relieved that the worst contestant in Dancing with the Stars was voted off the show last night.
Yes, you're learning that the two of us actually do watch Dancing with the Stars occasionally and American Idol, yep.
And you were in agreement that Kate had to go. Yes, indeed.
Yes, it was a little bit painful to watch.
But my personal favorite, Massachusetts resident, Siobhan Magnus, I thought she did beautifully last night. And, of course, it just gets lukewarm or even negative response from the judges who say, yeah, sure, she's got a great voice, but she should select a different song. And
she was in the Butterflies, wasn't she, last night? Did you like that? Her outfit?
Right. Well, that's not what Simon called them.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Leaves.
So. Yes. Psycho. Simon Cowell, right? Psycho. Psycho yep. said they were leaves. And, yep. You know, he's from England. What do you want? But anyway.
They do have butterflies in England, but yeah.
But who's your favorite idol?
I don't know. I'll let you know on that one.
I mean, I think the two women are the best two. Although Lee, I think Lee's got a shot. I think Lee's the best guy now. He's come from behind.
And, what's the other woman?
You know, they raved about his performance. He did the boxer, Paul Simon, Simon Garfunkel hit. And, you know, I'm thinking he's not as good as Paul Simon, like, the whole time. But he was good.
And they
didn't care that he sang, a classic Paul Simon song. But they get on Siobhan for doing the song that was made famous by Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. And she said, look, of course, they might not do it as well as they do, but big deal. I like this song. It means something for me. It was a motivational night that they were supposed to sing motivational songs. So they shouldn't have been really on her because of her song selection. But
we'll have to let her know you're quite the cheerleader.
I was so mad I actually voted. I never voted before
wow.
any of these things. I actually voted for her. That's it.
Impressive.
So, anyway, after all, she's
yeah.
from the Cape.
I only get there when I'm at the gym and I'm watching this stuff. So.
Right. Well, you know.
Yeah, but you're a diehard fan. That's great.
Anyway, our phone number is 877-NEW-1060. We're talking about making smart decisions with money. And first of all, before we get to the questions, Belinda, let's sneak a little trivia question in.
Oh, yeah.
And we have tickets to Date Night. Or Oceans. Date Night was the number 3 movie in box office receipts this past weekend with Steve Carell and Tina Fey. We also have Oceans, which is going to come out this weekend, and it's a sort of a drama documentary filmed throughout the world, and it's a little bit thriller, a little bit mediation on the vanishing wonders of the subaquatic world, but that's Oceans, so it's your choice with first person with the correct answer. And pretty easy trivia question because it's all over the news. Would you like Belinda to announce our trivia question for
okay.
today?
Okay, here we go. Trivia question for today. What LPGA pro shocked the world yesterday by announcing her retirement?
There we go. What LPGA player announced her retirement yesterday? And before the show, somebody, I won't mention who, somebody asked, is it a man or a woman? Anyway.
I didn't ask that.
I didn't say it was you. You just gave everything away. Okay.
You got to keep it real this early in the morning.
877 New 1060. 877-639-1060. Call that number to either answer our trivia question or ask Belinda a question about making smart decisions with money. And Belinda, first, let's ask, how do you and ownyourmoney.com really work with people and help them make smart decisions with money?
Well, it's so important that people be able to make these decisions, yet they often have no one to turn to. If we think about how we got our education around money, the vast majority of us never had any formal education, formal financial education, and often our informal education was lacking in some way. You know, our parents likely did the best they could, but oftentimes it wasn't the greatest example, or you have one parent that was and one parent that wasn't. And so when it comes to making important, smart decisions when it comes to money, you need someone to turn to. And what's been amazing is that over the last few years, I've just noticed that more and more people are saying, you know what, I can use you as a resource. And then I become this almost like family CFO in some ways. I don't replace their financial advisor. I don't replace their accountant, but I help them make these important life-changing decisions that have an impact not just on today or this month, but really on their entire financial future. And what's so important in the process is that I help them understand how to make these decisions for themselves too. So it's like teaching them how to fish so that as these similar decisions come up moving forward, all of a sudden now they can feel confident in making them, because I find that the core of people's financial insecurity is not being able to make both the day-to-day and the longer-term decisions when it comes to money in smart ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you find really, Belinda, that making smart decisions with money is actually a struggle for a lot of people?
Definitely. And definitely when they admit it. You know, I think
really,
that people all the time struggle with it and they're not sure who to consult. They're not sure who they can trust. I think that a lot of what's happened in the last few years has had people question who they can trust. I was listening to Ellen Alamany. She's the president of Citizens Financial Group. And she said that's really, you know, trust is really one of the major things that now we're rebuilding in the entire financial system. And so what ends up happening is that people get backed into a corner. They make a decision when they're not ready to. And oftentimes they don't research. It's amazing how much people may research a new flat screen TV or a new video camera more than they may research the house that they're going to buy, or more than they may research how much they can afford the new house that they're going to buy. So, what I've noticed is that it also has me pay more attention to decisions I've made with money and then how I can use that as a way for people to learn from it, because I've made some smart decisions in terms of saving early, often automating it. I did that for the first 15 years of my career, and it made a huge difference. I made, for what it's worth, self-made millionaire at 28, I think it was, you know, and really getting that, like, there's a way to save consistently and really have that make a difference and make smart decisions in terms of the real estate that I purchased, but also some not-so-smart decisions that I've made. So maybe I'll share one of those, because sometimes I think it helps people say, okay, even good people can make not so smart decisions. And I've learned from it now, and I don't make them again. I had one time where I had just gotten so overwhelmed with my mail, and I didn't open it up for weeks when I got back from a trip. And what ended up happening is that I just recognized that, you know, we learn from all of these things, and I recognize that I have this avoider tendency that got triggered when my dad was in a nursing home and I was handling all of the finances for our whole family at a really young age. And so what I had to then learn was, okay, how do I put systems in place to address that? So it's so important that people learn how to make these decisions, because money management is all about choices. So when we learn how to make these choices on a daily basis, it affects the quality of our life and it affects what's possible. And it really helps buy us options both in our present and in our future when it comes to money.
Okay, well, we'll be back with Belinda Fuchs right after our market report, a couple of messages. Stay tuned for that. And we have a trivia question, so if you can tell us which LPGA golfer shocked the world by announcing her early retirement yesterday, give us a call, 877-NEW-1060. If you have the correct answer, you're going to the movies, 877-NEW-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.
More of The Financial Consultants after this.